This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. This week we celebrate the birth of our nation. It's a celebration that brings Americans of different backgrounds and political beliefs together around the table, the campfire, the fireworks display, or the parade route. We celebrate our common love of country, democracy, and freedom. In recent years, it has seemed that Americans are more divided than unified. But I believe we still want the same things. We want to preserve our freedoms. We want a strong economy. We want a clean environment. We want and need a strong agriculture to take care of our own families and maintain our nation's food security. The disagreement comes only when we begin to talk about how to achieve those goals. At Farm Bureau, we believe that minimizing regulation to what's absolutely needed supports the first two goals, freedom and economic strength. I believe it also helps us protect the environment. Encouraging and supporting voluntary conservation practices is more effective than issuing nonsensical rules that make it harder to continue farming and ranching. To maintain our food security, farmers need fair tax policies, access to labor, access to world markets, and strong farm policy, including risk management tools like crop insurance, to keep farmers farming even if global prices or local storms threaten our profitability or production. That's how we believe Americans can achieve some of the greatest goals and values we share. Not everyone will agree, and that's okay. Democracy is noisy, messy, rowdy, imperfect. Interestingly, it was an Englishman who so aptly summed up what makes our country great. British Prime Minister Winston Churchill said, "Democracy is the worst form of government, except for all the others." For at least a few days every year, we come together under the same label, Americans. By celebrating our shared heritage and values, maybe we can refocus on what unites us. Consumer interest in how food is grown, processed, and brought to market is at an all-time high. As that interest and disconnected with food production grows, the food system must ensure it's doing the right things in a way that earns trust. Since 2007, the Center for Food Integrity has conducted research to better understand changing consumer attitudes and how best to engage to build that trust and balance the conservation. While certain survey questions are asked each year to monitor trends, CFI focuses on certain themes each year like transparency and identifying influencers. AFBF has been a major sponsor of CFI's research since the launch of the organization. Check out the CFI blog post for research highlights from the last decade. A coalition of farm and ranch parents and high-profile agricultural organizations, including AFBF, has released a set of agricultural youth work guidelines to assist parents and others in assigning appropriate tasks for youth who live or work on farms and ranches. The National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety made the announcement on opening day of the International Society for Agricultural Safety and Health Annual Conference. The first 20 in a set of 50 guidelines were released. The new guidelines can be found on cultivatesafety.org/work in an interactive format, as well as in read-only and print versions. The Strengthening Career and Technical Education for the 21st Century Act, recently passed by the House, gives a boost to the high school career and technical agriculture education programs that are so vital to developing the talent and leadership needed in the farming and agricultural services industries and building the economic future of our rural communities, according to AFBF. The measure reauthorizes the Carl D. Perkins Career and Technical Education Act. The National Review quoted AFBF President Zippy Duvall in an article on the Waters of the U.S. rule being rescinded. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt is restoring order with his recent decision on WOTUS, which purported to expand the application of Clean Water Act and empower the federal government to regulate essentially any standing body of water and the lands adjacent to it, explained the review. Duvall discussed how the rule was not really about clean water. He said it was a federal land grab designed to put a straitjacket on farming and private businesses across this nation. That's why our federal courts blocked it from going into effect for the past 2 years. The Illinois Farm Bureau is currently looking for members to join the Strength with Advisory Teams, or SWAT, for 2018-2019. SWAT consists of three teams, local and state government, farming production and marketing, and conservation and natural resources. IFB members from across the state are appointed to a two-year term. Individuals serve on a team of 10 Farm Bureau members, one IFB board member, and one county Farm Bureau manager. SWAT members specialize in identifying and guiding emerging issues which could impact IFB and our members, then deciding on a course of action. SWAT members meet four times per year at the Illinois Farm Bureau building in Bloomington, with additional conference calls as needed. Team members are reimbursed for necessary travel expenses. Interested applications should visit www.ilfb.org/SWAT or contact their local county Farm Bureau. Completed applications must be submitted by July 31 to Ryan Whitehouse at rwhitehouse@ilfb.org. As an organization, we look to SWAT members as experts on issues they've been tasked with researching and discussing, and lean on their knowledge when it comes to developing policy and projects. But the SWAT members gain just as much as we do as an organization, building project management, leadership skills, and more. It's a win-win for everyone involved. Everyone is concerned about water quality, and everyone needs to do their part in keeping good quality drinking water available for all. What's Your Strategy is a program that was designed to engage farmers in the nutrient and water quality issues facing agriculture by helping to provide information on possible nutrient losses from their production operations. This test will provide a snapshot in time of nitrogen levels in water collected from tile drainage, surface runoff, or nearby streams. To help find out what you may be losing from your farm, bring in your water samples to the local USDA office in Carlinville. Free confidential water testing will be offered on the third Thursday of the month, or July 20th this year. Bring in your samples anytime between 8 and 4:30 to find out what your nitrogen and ammonium levels are in your water sample. Samples should be at least 8 ounces and taken as close to testing time as possible. Keep refrigerated until testing occurs. Sample containers should be clean and free of any residual chemicals or detergents. If you can calculate flow, USDA staff will be able to complete additional calculations such as pounds per day that is leaving the sample location. If you need a sample bucket, please contact the field office at 217-854-2626 extension 3 prior to collecting the samples. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.